Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
God has given a very simple plan for lost sinners to be saved. Faith in the living God and in His Son is absolutely essential. For without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. But faith alone is not adequate. Even so, faith, if it keeps on not having works, keeps on being dead, because it is alone. James 2:17. Faith in God must lead the alien sinner to repent. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day into which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He has ordained, whereof He has given assurance unto all men, in that He has raised Him from the dead. Acts 17:30-31. The penitent believer, like the Jews on Pentecost, must be baptized to have his sins remitted. Acts 2:38. Suppose a member of the church develops an evil heart of unbelief and departs from the living God. Hebrews 3:12. Is there any possibility of his being forgiven of the sin he commits as a Christian? You know he can return to his first love, although it may not be easy. Our Lord instructed the Ephesians who had left their first love. Remember therefore from whence you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Revelation 2:5. Besides, both Galatians 6:1 and James 5:19-20 urge members of the body of Christ to help a fallen brother to return to the faith. Peter exhorted Simon the sorcerer, who had obeyed the gospel, but had sinned against the Lord, to repent and pray, if perhaps the thoughts of his heart might be forgiven him. Acts 8:22. How can we Christians enjoy the continual forgiveness of sins all of us commit? How could words be plainer or more comforting than these? If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Does this verse not suggest that we must constantly live with a recognition that we all sin and fall short of God's glory? We must be aware of our sins and live in a state of penitence. We know we cannot enjoy the continual forgiveness of our sins if we do not seek and obey the Lord's plan for being forgiven. But what if a man commits a sin and dies before he has an opportunity to make it right with God and with his fellow men? Will he be lost for eternity? If we continually walk in the light, the blood of Christ will continually cleanse us from our sins. In other words, if we always live with a consciousness of our sins and the recognition that we cannot be forgiven without the blood of Christ, we are living in such a way that God will continually forgive us. If that were not the case, salvation for any of us would be hopeless. Our God wants to forgive our sins, and will, if we constantly live for Him, or as Jesus said, if we always do those things that please Him. John 8:29. Since we are all sinners, men have no greater need than to be forgiven of their sins. How grateful we ought to be that God loved us enough to send His Son to die that we might be saved. The Apostle Paul was always mindful of the Lord's grace in saving him. He said to a young preacher, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." 1 Timothy 1:12-15. Thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.